Hello and welcome to today's broadcast. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, wishing you all a very happy Easter. We join Pope Benedict XVI for his Easter blessing to the city and to the world, known as the Urbi and Orbi blessing.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maneat semper.
Amen.
May the grace and joy of the risen Christ be with you all.
May the grace and joy of the risen Christ be with you all, Benedict XVI said in English. English was just one of the languages the Pope greeted pilgrims in on Sunday. There were 63 more, including Irish.
Panocht na koshka yifgolier.
And after these greetings in all these languages, he had special words of comfort in Italian for the victims of the recent earthquake, which hit the city of Aquila and its surrounding towns and villages in this mountainous area of Abruzzo this past week.
In particolare, a quanti soffrono a causa del terremoto, il Cristo risuscitato guidi tutti.
In this Urbi and Orbi message, delivered from the loggia overlooking St. Peter's Square, where he just presided over Holy Mass, the Holy Father highlighted how the proclamation of the Lord's resurrection lightens up the dark regions of the world in which we live. I'm referring, he stressed, particularly to materialism, to a vision of the world that is unable to move beyond what is scientifically verifiable and retreats cheerlessly into a sense of emptiness, which is fought to be the definitive destiny of human life. It is a fact that if Christ had not risen, the emptiness would be set to prevail. If we take away Christ and his resurrection, there is no escape for man, and every one of his hopes remains an illusion. And the Pope added, even if through Easter Christ has destroyed the root of evil,
se mediante la Pasqua Cristo ha estirpato la radice del male,
he still wants the assistance of men and women in every time and place who help him to affirm his victory using his own weapons, the weapons of justice and truth.
Con le sue stesse armi, le armi della giustizia e della verità.
Mercy, forgiveness and love.
Della misericordia, del perdono e dell'amore.
A message, he added, he'd taken with him in his recent apostolic journey to the African continent when he visited Cameroon and Angola. Africa, he insisted, suffers disproportionately from the often forgotten, cruel and unending conflicts that are causing so much bloodshed and destruction in several of her nations, as well as from hunger, poverty and disease. It's this same message, Benedict XVI remarked, that he'll take with him to the Holy Land in mid-May, where reconciliation, difficult but indispensable, is a precondition for a future of overall security and peaceful coexistence, and can only be achieved through renewed, persevering and sincere effort to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. My thoughts, the Pope commented, move from the Holy Land to neighboring countries, to the Middle East, to the whole world. At a time of world food shortage, of financial turmoil, of old and new forms of poverty, of disturbing climate change, of violence and deprivation, which force many to leave their homelands in search of a less precarious form of existence, of the ever-present threat of terrorism, of growing fears over the future, it is urgent to rediscover grounds for hope. Let no one draw back from this peaceful battle that has been launched by Christ's resurrection. Resurrectio Domini spes nostra.
Resurrectio Domini spes nostra.
The resurrection of Christ is our hope.
La risurrezione di Cristo è la nostra speranza.
This the Church proclaims today with joy. She announces the hope that is now firm and invincible because God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. She communicates the hope that she carries in her heart and wishes to share with all people in every place, especially where Christians suffer persecution because of their faith and their commitment to justice and peace. She invokes the hope that can call forth the courage to do good, even when it costs, especially when it costs.
Noi crediamo con gioia il nostro Alleluia.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.